Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Fran Sessler on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 13th day of February. Pitches and catches have arrived. Camps are open. So that vision in your head as you walked out into the slush this morning and said, ugh. You know, when is it going to be springtime? When are the birds going to be chirping? When am I going to be out on the golf course? When is it going to be nice? Well, you probably got about 2 months before that's the case. But, you know, you get that thought, that feeling, and you hear that expression, you know, so many days to pitches and catches. Well, pitches and catches have arrived. The managers have arrived. And you can hear them give the State of the Union as they arrive. Everybody's great. Everybody's, well, not everybody, because Ellsbury's hurt. How did he get hurt? We don't know. He got hurt. He got hurt just being Ellsbury. I mean, that's part of being Ellsbury. His permanent condition is hurt. You know, everyone has a condition, and his permanent condition is he's hurt. That's it. He's injured. Injured for life. Injured for life, making $21 million a year. I mean, that's basically, it's not a bad deal if you can get it. 20 million, $1 million don't lift a leg. It's not bad if you can get it, really. You know, a couple of racehorses got that after they won Triple Crowns or something. They got lives like that. But, you know, they at least won some races before they did that. I mean, Ellsbury did have a year, one great year. But he has gotten plenty of cash, that's for sure. So now $21 million to not report because he's got plantar fasciitis. All right, hey, what can you do? All right. Let's start. Hear the sounds of Aaron Boone on a February Wednesday.
Everyone that's been here a while, and certainly the new guys coming in, I think understand what goes along with, you know, having the kind of club we potentially have and being within this organization, that the expectations are great. So we welcome that. We look forward to that, and hopefully this year we can get to the top of the mountain. I think he's going to have a great year for us on both sides of the ball. I'm really excited about his frame of mind right now, and we're counting on and expecting him to go out and be a great player for us.
All right, so that's him. The second one's about Sanchez. So basically you got your State of the Union very quickly from Boone, and that is expectations are high. We hope to be able to realize them. Obviously, you know, things are supposed to be very, very good. Yes, they have a couple of questions to answer, holes to fill, you know, decisions to make. But they are a team picked to finish very, very high. They're over on the numbers very, very high, as is the Red Sox. They won 100 games last year, which wasn't nearly enough because the Red Sox had a brilliant season all the way through, from their regular season right through the postseason. Now, Crosstown. And we kind of welcome him back into the fold because, as you may know, the Mets have returned to the living because they now are on our sister station. And there's no longer the deep divide that existed since the Mets left the fold. After the Mets left Fan, which they had been with for 27 years, they harbored a grudge and would not allow any of their people on the station. So that's gone. That's over with now. They're back in the fold because they're part of the family, because that's a sister station where they will be on every day. They'll be on News Radio 88. That's where their games will be. That's where their pregame will be. Their manager will be here with me once a week, as will Boone, but so will this guy. And let's hear from Mickey Callaway.
But for you, Mickey, I mean, this is year two represents a whole different set of challenges for you. I mean, when it's the first year, you kind of maybe get the break of being a novice at it. But now with so much work being put into the team, do you feel like that there's more pressure on everything you need to do this year based on the expectations?
I think there's always pressure. You know, David, I think, and we all welcome it, I think there's pressure on everybody in every organization to win. And that's what we want to do. We're gonna do everything we can every day to win. And when you try and do that, there's pressure. So, you know, bring on as much pressure as possible, and we're going to deal with it. I think in my second year, I absolutely learned a ton, and I experienced a ton. And I think that's probably the most valuable thing, is just going through it, going through the ups and downs as a manager. You know, I've been through the ups and downs as a player, mostly down when I was playing. Been through a lot of ups as a pitching coach, very few downs. And last year I got a lot of experience on both and in a totally different role. So I think that the pressure is welcomed, and I'm going to be better suited to handle things on a daily basis because of my experience last year.
All right, so Mickey gave you a good answer there. He had a rough year last year, folks. We all know it. He was a novice manager, having had a real good run as a pitching coach. They set records in Cleveland his last year there. They set pitching records. I mean, crazy pitching records. Records that had stood for 100 years. He came over. The Mets did not equip him with any coaches from the National League. He was a babe in the woods in the National League. He did not handle a lot of the games well. We all know about the infamous day with the lineup card. I think that's not caused by being in the National League. That's just, you know, an oversight that can't happen. Bottom line is they gave him now a bench coach, which they should have given him last year, a really good one in Riggleman. Good, sound, quality baseball guy. So he will be better equipped. But one thing to remember here, Brody was very optimistic and very out front as a general manager about this team and how good it's going to be. He didn't hire this manager. So, you know, if things don't go well early, is it going to be Brody didn't do a good job building the team? Or is it going to be, hey, I did a good job building the team, but my manager doesn't know what he's doing? So that's something that Mickey's got to watch, because Brody didn't hire him. And that makes him a little bit unguarded in a couple of spots. But that's only if things are going badly, not if things are going well. We'll see if they can get off to a decent start. They obviously have some new faces. They obviously have some interesting new faces, some old faces coming back, some key guys that they need big years out of. Led, of course, by a very familiar face for Yankee fans and Robbie Cano, now as the Mets second baseman. Will he break that second base jinx where the Mets just devoured legendary second basemans who went there and just completely imploded? I mean, you're talking about good ones too. Juan Samuel, Carlos Baerga, Alomar. I mean, good ones on this level. So hopefully Cano breaks that in his trend as far as this year. So pitches and catches, you hear more from the managers. We'll jump down there and get some reports. We heard today that this will be CC Sabathia's last year. I don't know if we needed to hear that. I think we all figured it probably would be anyway, especially with everything that's gone on in the last, you know, couple of months. So I don't find that the least bit surprising. Will DeGrom be an issue in this camp? That's going to be interesting to watch. Will that be an issue day in, day out in this camp? With a deadline of opening day, will that be an issue? Or will he be placated by the $17 million he just got in the settlement, going from 6.8 or 9, whatever it was, just on the 7, to 17? So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, you're looking to see some guys step up, some new faces step up. And with the Yankees, you're looking to see them fill in for Didi. I know some of you are still holding out hope against hope for some new faces from a couple other places, but that, I think, is still a long shot. You still have new faces anyway, and guys like Tulowitzki, who are in the mix now, that Didi is going to be gone for at least half the season, although the early reports on Didi are very positive. And, you know, when he was hurt this year, he came back really quickly. So maybe that's something Didi does on a, you know, regular basis, while Ellsbury would be the other side of that. Comes back every 3 or 4 years, checks in, stretches, limps out at 21 per, which is not bad. Like I said, not a bad deal if you can get it. So that's where we are. We will check in with both teams today. Eddie Seal will join us. Feinstein will join us. So we'll get the feeling from Florida. So you're up here. You had to walk out in a mess today. It's all slushy. It's all melting, you know. You got nothing like having slush under your shoes. What shoes should I wear? I don't know. I want to ruin these shoes. What about these shoes? You know, that kind of thing. It's just an annoying inch and a half of slush out there. It's February. And then you think about pitches and catches, which, like I said, is nice if you're there. If not, it's just this thought that, you know, comes up and, you know, you conjure of guys in the sunshine, you know, going around, going through their paces as hope springs eternal for the new season. Baseball is back. Last night, wild college basketball night. Controversial loss for Kentucky. Stop whining. LSU beat you fair and square, but a controversial loss. How about Duke? Did anyone pay attention to that? Duke down 23 with 9 and change at Louisville. Louisville, dribble penetration, killing them off the dribble, just mauling them. Up 23 in one of the tougher buildings to play in the country, and Duke comes back and wins the game. That's not a win. That's a epic moment. Talk about something that's going to set you up well for the tournament. Man, how about that? 23 down on the road with 9 to play, and they win in regulation. St. John's tried to throw it away with both hands, came back and won it in overtime, almost lost it because they had it at the end of overtime, Ponzo's to make the free throw, and then they could have put it away. Instead, they're just up 2, and here comes Butler with the ball, except Butler got a horrific shot, and then St. John's goes on to win by 4 points. In a game they desperately needed last night. Would have been a very bad loss if they had lost that one. They didn't. Michigan got beat last night, played terribly at Penn State. Michigan State came on late and beat Wisconsin. So a lot of big games last night. A lot of big games. And as I said, LSU winning at Kentucky, that surprised me. That's a heck of a win for LSU. LSU's had a good season, but that was Kentucky had been playing very well. They could not make a, you know, when Kentucky loses, you know what you do. Go right to the 3-line. Last night, couldn't put it in the ocean. When they lose, they can't put it in the ocean. Every time. Last night, couldn't put it in the ocean. 5 for 20-something from 3 last night. Wisconsin was great last night if you were watching them. 4 for 12 from the foul line. I mean, that's always good. Down the stretch at 1-point game, except you go 0 for 6 from the foul line down the stretch. That hurts. But the story wasn't LSU, wasn't Penn State beating Michigan, wasn't any of that stuff. It was Duke's comeback. From 23 down with 9 and change to play. Wow. That's an unbelievable win. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.